Rashi tells us a famous story that when the brothers came to reveal that Yosef was alive, so Yaakov didn't actually believe them. And therefore it says, Vaydibur lev kol divrei Yosef. They said all the things Yosef said. And then, Vayaris ha'galos, then he saw the wagons. And once he saw the wagons, so now Yaakov now was invigorated and he realized that Yosef is actually alive. Rashi points out over here, why? Because of a simon, he gave him a sign. Simon masulem b'mahaya osik g'peir shemenu. Really, he sent him the agalot because they were learning about the halachas of Egla Rufa. So difficult to understand this. Like, come on. Like, how was I supposed to put the two and two together? You sent me a wagon. I'm supposed to know that the Hebrew word for wagon is agalot, and that's Egla Arufa. Like, you really need to be in the game for this one to really know what Yosef meant. Yaakov figured this whole thing out. But that's what it says. Agalot is Shalach Yosef, not Paro, because Yosef obviously sent it. He sent over a message. And again, it's coming from the brothers. Not like Yosef sent the message. So it's very difficult to understand. So the Sivze Chachamim explains, you know, what this Egla Agalot, same idea. But there's two takeaways. One is at the end, the Sivze Chaim points out, he asks a question and he says, I don't understand, if he was teaching him the laws of Egla Rufa, and so the reason why he was teaching him these laws of Egla Rufa was because they kept walking. And Yosef said, why are you still walking with me? He said, because I want to teach you about the law of when you escort somebody out, they won't get damaged, because that's what happened to the person who died in the middle of the city. No one cared about him. So he says, so then why was he damaged? Why was he kidnapped? Why did all these things happen to him? So the Sivze Chaim says, I'll tell you why. Because his initial thought was to go to Shechem, and that's where Yaakov was walking him to. Then Yosef himself changed his mind to go to Dothan. And then once he changed to Dothan, that you lost your original escort service. Since you lost that escort service, you lost that protection from that escort service. Okay, that's an answer that he gives. But this other takeaway that we need from this over here is simply that when you leave a person, could be on an everyday basis, that every moment you leave a person makes a difference. So how we exit conversations, how we leave people, how we just finish off the day with somebody else, that makes a difference in our lives. Here, did Yaakov know that this was the last time they were going to see each other for 20 years? No. But they had a meeting that was meaningful, and the ending of their meeting was meaningful as well. So too for us, we should realize every meeting that we have with a person is meaningful, and we should always end them in a positive note.